right, guys, it's the hot box.
Stoner time.
Welcome to hell, motherfuckers.
I've been preparing all day.
What have you been doing to prepare?
Well, as soon as I got home from work, I smoked a bowl, and then I smoked another bowl, and then I took a shower and smoked a bowl.
So you're just busy with bowls. You're a bowly bitch.
I know. I should have been doing something productive, but it was just like you two and bowls.
That's you know what? That's all my Tuesday. Like, everything about my Tuesday revolves around just getting here, getting some bowls, and getting some babes, and getting some hot box action. That's all I care about.
Have you been
Tuesday.
Getting some babes lately?
I haven't been getting any babes like you babes. That's for fucking sure.
We're the best babes, though.
You are the best babes. You guys are my boss bitches, for sure.
Oh, that's so sweet.
My boss dickless bitches.
Yeah, I don't have
gorgeous.
Wiener.
But, no, we rumor don't. Has it, we do have someone in the studio that has a dick, right?
Yeah, we might. It's one of those
and
where
I'm not talking about Jeremy.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was Jeremy.
Jeremy does have a dick, but also we might have another, like, you know, someone that is more of a, what is it, shower,
a
not a grower?
Special.
Or is it a grower, not a shower?
I don't know which one you're talking about right now. It could go either way.
I haven't
way.
Actually seen any of these trannies.
There's trannies here right now. Where are they? Downstairs?
Well, we're gonna find them.
Behind that glass wall.
Basically, what we're gonna do is we're gonna play Guess That Tranny.
Oh, this is exciting.
Or Name That Tranny.
Yeah, we have a room full of females, and they're all gonna come in here, and they're going to tell you a couple sentences. We're each gonna ask them a question, and then of all of the trannies you hear, you guys have to call in and tell us who is the tranny.
Name.
I love this game.
That tranny.
I'm going to give you guys a hint.
Was that loud? That was.
It's not
loud.
Me.
It's not me.
Oh, cool.
And it was never me either. I never did the dick tuck because I never had a dick to tuck.
All right. So everyone listening, grab your pens and pencils.
Yeah, it's about to be quiz time.
1-800-893-9562.
God, are either of you like sweating up a storm or is that just
no,
me?
No, I feel
let me
pretty
take off
chill.
Dude, take it off. But I am seriously like, every time I come in here, I'm like a sweating, like pig bitch every time.
What was the bongo supposed to entail there? Is that like just, tropical weather?
I was taking off.
I like that. I don't know.
I have a feeling that's going to like haunt me every time I take my bra off now. Like, I'm just going to hear like,
yeah, like the stripping.
The stripping music, yeah.
Excuse me.
I don't know. How good are you guys at lap dances?
Terrible.
I know a move.
You know the one move?
The like wiggle your butt and wrap around the pole move? I don't know.
I don't think I'm very sexy.
I think you're super
sexy. I don't either.
Sexy.
I feel no sexy.
I'd say that for you, you need to be like doing some lap dancey shit to like some like some ZZ Top or some like Pavement or something like
I like
just some
that.
White shit.
Yeah, I'm
like Cassie
I am
doing,
pretty
like,
thuggish,
metal banging.
Yes. But it doesn't yes. translate into my dance moves, unfortunately. Like
lap
I just,
dance to Motorhead one
yeah.
time for me, please. Maybe on
Maybe
Valentine's
someday.
Day.
Yeah, just for you. We'll see. Aww.
Maybe some Christmas lap dances, ladies, if you want. Like
I don't know about that.
You're afraid of me. Well, I'm on a silly tip because we had such an adventure to get here. There's so many bitches in the studio.
There's a lot of ladies
there's
here.
There's like seven women here total, or eight. Yeah, there's eight women here. And
one
getting,
dude.
Getting all of us stoned-ass ladies here and the one dude who lives really close.
He had like, no trouble.
He had no trouble, but like I literally had to be like, I had to text so many people like, so-and-so is lagging because I'm lagging. It was a Mobius strip of just fucking lagging.
Not on my part, though.
No, you never.
I was 100% ready to
always
go.
Always on time.
So do you
Not
guys
true.
Think that stoner girls are the slowest girls?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
As evidenced by
definitely.
Us trying to get here every week.
Like, see, what we do is we set the goal that you guys are going to get here early to watch Include Us, but then you're trying to get there early and you get on time.
Oh, that's a bad lighter. Hang
imagine
on.
If you were only trying to get here on time.
I know.
Oh, no, if I was trying to get here at 9... I would get here at like 9:05 and be like rushing in, even sweatier than I already am. Hang on, I'm looking for a lighter.
Sorry, this lighter doesn't work.
Yeah,
hear
that lighter.
Guys?
Oh, I might have one.
Dude, that lighter's booty. I don't even know why I had it in my purse.
We're trying to get this party started
over
here.
It's a lighter search.
Do any of you listeners have a lighter?
Oh, Mindy's got a lighter. Mindy has a
I'd
lighter
like to
and a
thank Allison
notebook.
Weber there. For this daddy's lighter that I'm about to use.
You get to use it on
one of our favorite guests ever.
You get to use it on greens.
Yeah, you get to green it because
girl
you
with
have
the
a lighter.
Lighter.
We're gonna come party it up for you, Allison.
All right. Allison. Allison's birthday is coming up, too, so we're going to be excited about that.
Hey, isn't that the chick you thought was a DEA agent?
Yeah, I did. I thought that Allison Weber, because I was super stoned when she got here, and she's so got her shit together and so funny and cool, but she dropped that she's that she lives in Burbank. I literally, like, thought she was going to, like arrest me or, like, crack down and be like, you're under arrest, because she offered me a ride home, and I grew up in Burbank. I get terrified of the Burbank PD and what they have to bring. But then I realized that I'm paranoid because I smoke so much weed. It has nothing to do with Burbank. Like, I shouldn't be blaming the 818. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm really liking the sound effects.
I'm liking that this is the first time we have sound effects.
You're just like, it's coming off the dome too. You're winging it over there.
Yeah, I got a sound effects library, so, you know.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what else happens.
I bet he has Blumpkins. I bet he has Blumpkin 1, Blumpkin 2.
What is a Blumpkin?
Really? What's a Blumpkin?
I don't know what that is.
It's basically where you're given, I think it's when you're given fellage and somebody's pooping into the toilet.
That's a thing?
God.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Thank you. We have the possible trannies in the other room.
Potential trannies. Yeah, so basically it's you sit on that John, and you drop a deuce, and you have a lady just take good care of your meat sack.
I've heard of excuse me.
I think that's what it is. Actually, we meat might sack. Want an Urban Dictionary.
Let's touch on meat sack also.
I've been saying meat sack all
I'm
day.
I'm gonna look that up in the Urban Dictionary.
Oh, you know what the worst one is lately? It's been a pink sock. Mm-hmm. Don't even.
Ew!
Don't
I know
even
what
Google
that is.
It.
Oh, that's the inside of your butthole, right?
Jiggle your tongue on my pink sock.
Okay, I came up with don't space dock the pink sock.
Space stock?
I'm
space
all about dock. The pink sock, everybody.
Space dock the pink sock.
What's a space dock?
Where you just where you shit into a condom and put it in the refrigerator.
God, what are all these things I don't know about? What is this sheltered world
I
live in?
It's because I subscribe to a newsletter, I guess.
What is this
shitty shit? No, I actually don't know why. I think it's because I have toilet humor and a mind like a dude sometimes. And so it comes out in my, it really is that, like, I'm gross. But I didn't know what snowballing was last week.
Oh, I know what that is. I actually know that one.
See, that was new for me.
That's when you... I'm not going to say
it. When you
on
have the
air.
Mouth full.
Cassie, are you scared to talk booty?
She is. She's afraid.
Oh, she's
you know
so
why?
Cute and
it's because she's like, no, because everybody will know my ways. Like, you might be the freakiest person in the world. And we
no,
know.
I'm not a snowballer. I'll tell you that much.
We ain't no snowballers in here.
Ain't no snowballing when she's home.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Oh, man. So we have so many positive things going on with the Hot Box. Like, we are no longer just a radio show.
What are we?
What are we now?
We have a webpage, hotboxshow.com.
Yeah. Yeah. Do we have Twitter yet?
We are going to start making videos for the Hot Box YouTube so you all can watch us hotboxing it up in the Hot Box zones.
You can. Oh, and...
And we're going to do a little bit of hot box rapping, right?
Yeah, we're going to do some hot box rapping for sure.
We're going to make you a song.
Yeah, and it's going to be pretty amazing because we both have some stupid fresh flow and some awesome beats. So
I can't wait to see what's happening in the rap game with you two.
Oh, it's going to be perverted and chaotic.
I can only do perverted and non-serious. Like, I couldn't do a serious rap. Like...
What do you think of as a serious rap?
Well, like I'm so tough, I'm a thug, I'm going to beat you up. Like, whoa, look at me, I got the biggest cock.
What about, like, the more, like, Trina and Lil' Kim, like I'm a skank slut bitch.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
could
not
you do that?
Like, if I'm saying I'm cool, I'm probably being sarcastic.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's definitely true. But, yeah, I'm looking
Or I can't rap
it.
About, like, gangster stuff, like how tough life is or, like, killing people or... I can rap about weed, I guess.
You're more like, I'm cold when I'm on the bus sometimes.
Yeah.
Those are your pissed off problems.
Crazy.
Yeah. I have a song to play really quick based on this rapping situation. When I was a kid, I used to have this tape that was like, it was called Yo Disney Raps. And it was like popular rap songs re-rapped by Disney characters. And it was my jam. And my favorite track would have to be Ice Ice Mickey. Off that.
Well, Elier.
Vanilla Ice Ice Mickey.
This is horrible.
This is Brandy's hotline.
Oh, sure, I should. They were down, but they're gonna be.
Some up with the mission, a fine musician. Fun and dancing are the first requisition. Music in the key, a piece of harmony. The world all together, and that's the way it has to be.
Moving to the beat, yellow shoes on his feet. When he's on the microphone, he gets you on his feet. Bring him down the house, cool as a mouse. Sing along with Vicky, and you'll see what it's about.
Make you feel fine. Such a little star, so bright will shine.
Once, twice, thrice, nice like.
Yeah, I'm gonna text.
The best when you sing it with the mice.
Now anyone can tell you when you're looking for fun. He's the mouse with the most, he's the only one.
When it comes to being cool, spreading joy across the land, who's the only mouse to do it? Who's the leader of the band?
I'm
chasing the jam. Cause the jelly ran away. I'm a hip hopper.
20 seconds. Hello?
Ladies, left the door open.
We're back.
Oh my God, I'm sorry, you guys.
You guys enjoy that wanky, wanky classic?
I had to do it.
Ice, Ice, Mickey.
Yeah.
And at one point, he's like, Minnie is fly.
Minnie is fly.
I don't know. Maybe.
That song's so whack. I'm not going to try and stand behind that. Kind
of. Hey, Cassie,
but it was really
since
funny.
You moved here, have you been to Disney World or Land?
No, and I, well, I used to, my grandma
neither one
used
of you has
to,
been to Disneyland?
Well, my grandma used to live in Orange County, and I used to visit her for summers, and we would go to Disneyland all the time, but not since I've, like, moved here on my own have I been. I really want to go.
You should. We should all go. We should do a hotbox Disneyland.
Maybe we can get press passes into Disneyland.
Buy us tickets to Disneyland, Jeremy.
This took such a gold digging shit ass turn. But seriously, though, we should go because I can.
But
totally,
seriously,
I can totally do that nerdy fucking like Southern California, like. No, we're gonna get here at this time. We're gonna go on these rides first. Like I'm a nerd. I've been there. I grew up out here. So like.
But I peed my pants on Space Mountain once when I was a kid.
Yeah.
My grandma wouldn't let me go to the bathroom. We waited in line for so long, and I had to pee so bad. We were almost about to get on the ride, and I was like, dude, do I have to pee? And she was like, no, we've waited in line. We're almost going to be done. And there
Space
was a little,
Mountain, bitch.
There was a little dip, and I peed my pants a little bit.
But sorry to hear that.
Tutu bought me some Tigger sweatpants that I got to wear that were pretty flossy, so... I felt pretty cool the rest of the day.
Yeah, if you get some tiger pants, you're doing okay.
I got some sympathy points.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, it's like, you're like, you know what? I would use that even now as an adult.
Yeah.
I would so use that. It was like, you know what? No, I pissed my pants. Like you buy me a beer, please. Like, you smoke me out. Like, I pissed my pants, okay? Like,
because of you.
Because of you. Yeah, and your time constraints, my bladder, no longer a problem.
Like, did you go as a kid, Mindy?
I did, before my dad married my stepmom, me, the soon-to-be stepmom, and my dad drove out here and back.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was all right.
Did you participate in the autograph book?
I didn't. I don't have
the Disney autograph book.
I did that, and looking back, that's like the stupidest thing.
It's not stupid when you're young, though. It's just funny now, like if I saw a grown tourist or a grown person... at Disneyland, or somebody even in their, like, I don't know, in their teens probably. I'd kind of be like,
your autograph, maybe?
You want a mascot's autograph? You know, it's not the same person in there all the time.
I loved that when, honestly, the funniest one was when I tried to get the Queen of Hearts autograph, and she was like a total bitch. because she was, you know, all in character, and she was being hella rude to all the kids. And I actually thought it hurt my feelings at first, but then I was like, oh, okay, she's evil. That's right. I've seen the movie. She's not nice.
Yeah.
So it's really her.
Yeah. It's just weird when they actually, like, you know, they get into character like that. Like, it's also, you probably have to move around in a different way. Like, I actually had to wear, I worked at Barnes & Noble for a couple years, and they would have story time, and, like, one of us, like, our boss would give us, like $10 extra or something stupid if we were on that shift, if we would wear, like, the costumes, like, while there was story time going on in the kids area, and I totally did it, and it was, like, the weirdest, like, I don't, like, it, I think I was, what's his name, Captain Underpants in, like, a full costume, and then I was, I can't remember what her name is. Oh, Olivia, like, it's like a white elephant baby girl, or I don't know
any of this stuff.
It's like a big head that's like an elephant head.
And the kids probably really admired you and looked up to you.
You basically sit next to, like, the person reading and, like, or stand around them, and, like, the kids, like, take a picture with you, but it's, like, it's just something that's stupid, because it was the store in Anchorage, like, it was just something that they offered, so it was, like... Like, they're like, we'll give you $10 extra for your shift. And you're just kind of like, well, I'm already here. Like,
yeah,
I'll go take my lunch early, smoke a bowl, come back in, like, sit in this creep-ass costume. Like, I could do that.
I was Frosty the Snowman once.
Uh-huh.
And it was for, like, a party for a group of, like, mentally handicapped people. So, I don't know. I was dancing with them and stuff.
Was your face inside of a
big... Yeah, I was in the furry costume. Like, I was a furry for a moment in time.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Did you feel... I always wonder how it would feel to be completely disguised like that. Like, is it kind of freeing? Like, you can just dance however you want. No one...
Yeah, I mean, I was doing that with them and everyone was so happy.
You can really be yourself when you're, like, in a frosty costume.
I know, but I think a parent came up to me and was like, you were so nice to my kid last year. And I definitely was not the person talking to the kid.
Well, we're about to have... Are these the ladies and possibly... What's going on here?
We have a trail mix of sorts. Trail mix of individuals. We're gonna just basically play a little game called...
Find the tranny. Are you a boy or are you a girl?
We got to give them the phone number because you people need to call us. I know you're listening. I know what you're doing. You got to call. You got to think of questions. You got to guess.
You know, what we're going to do is give you a chance to guess and, you know, have like we're going to prepare for a second. I'm going to give you a chance to really think of some hard hitting questions and then basically call 800-893-9562. And then we'll get down to it. We're about to play Name That Tranny.
Yeah, are we gonna do a couple of promos?
Yeah, you know, just a little chance.
What's up, Eldrick Bone coming here from in the sports booth, talking MMA, NFL, MLB, soccer, all the major sports going on right now, straight to you. Skid Row Studios, check us out on Sundays from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay, I gotta say the Pacific. Ah, fuck, I hate my voice. Fuck! Hate it! Jesus Christ, I hate this shit. Oh, man. Do you guys like talking to me and hearing my voice? Because I would fucking hate it.
Stop right now.
Let's try it again. That's not right, right? Yeah. We try it again. Ah, please listen Pacific time. Hi, this is Vince. Listen. Ah, fuck. Everybody's looking at me and shit. You guys are probably noticing how fat I am right now. You're like, man, how sweaty I am. Hi, this is, you're listening to the wrap-up show with Gary Jabate and John Hine on Howard 101. Hey, this is Vince. Listen to the More Music Radio Pod every Thursday night, 10 p.m. to midnight Pacific time on SkidRowStudios.com.
No, that's what you mean, though. We need to constantly focus on it. Okay,
don't guess.
She does. But
I'm good. So holler, I'm good. All right,
holler.
I will.
Biscuit and Ruby Red.
And it says, we're one, here. We're two, back.
Number
we're
I'm number three. Okay.
Skid Rose Studios, 800-893-9562. You guys are witnessing magic here.
It's pure chaos in
we're
here.
We're playing
right now.
A game with three trannies. Who's got the dick? Because only one of them is a real tranny.
I have no idea who it is.
All right, yeah, contestant number one, introduce yourself.
Hey, guys. My name's Boo Boo.
Wait. You're going to have to tell us that.
Yeah, we're going to have to hear it one more time.
My name is Boo Boo Biscuit!
Yeah. Hey, girl.
Woo! Welcome, Boo Boo. Welcome.
Hello. Contestant number two.
Hello, my name is Ruby Reds.
Oh.
Hi, Ruby.
Ruby.
Lovely to see you.
Contestant number
lovely
three.
Lovely to see you, ladies.
Hello, my name is Necessary Roughness, and I like to get rough.
Yeah.
Wow, okay, so already you guys know it's... Like, it's already seeming like, you know, a real cat's game, because I don't
You'll
actually
know
who the tranny among us is.
It's such a surprise.
But yeah. Can we refer to you as the tranny among us? Like, the T-A-U?
The tranny among us.
Okay.
We get that often.
I just want to say I love all of you, no matter what's between your legs.
No matter who's the tranny.
Thank you.
Really, what it is what's in your skulls. And your brains.
And your pants.
And your bras.
Yeah. And your
the
bras.
Moral of the story is, who's got the penis?
Yeah. There's a lot
we're
of
nice...
We're
going to find that out.
Nice racks going around in the studio. That's throwing me off a
yeah,
little
so
bit.
Yeah, so one true. Thing There's we're going to have to figure out happening. Is which rack here is real and which rack has obviously been done by a plastic surgeon.
That's true. Because clearly, I mean, you can tell when they were already, you know, when they were there at birth. And you can tell when they were there at, you know... When they were able to afford
can
it.
You?
But I've can seen you? Some, I've seen some fakies that look like, that they, like, make me shaky.
Well, can I just tell you one thing? My areolas are ready to go.
Let's just put flashlights between or underneath all of our breastums.
Yeah.
And see who's glows the dark the most.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good
test. I did learn, you know, like, that there are some questions that you can ask, you know. We could just leave it up to the callers, but people aren't calling, and it's 800-893.
We'll ask the questions, and then the callers gotta call.
We should start just calling. We're gonna have to start prank calling people to get people on the show. Yeah. We'll just call them and explain what's going on.
Who would I prank call? Who out there am I?
It's turning into a totally different game now.
I like this, Jeremy.
Yeah,
it's the what would you do to be a millionaire music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you
what
do?
What would you do to be a millionaire? Is this
someone wins a
date
with the tranny.
Yeah.
You don't
want to
know what I do.
Yeah.
Wins
a date with the tranny.
Are you guys willing to go on a date with anyone that would call in?
No.
I have a contract right here on my laptop.
we have a docket, and
I'll
you know,
go on a date a with them if they buy me fish and chips,
ooh, girl,
and wiener brew from Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah,
I love Wiener
on the
Schnitzel.
Same date.
On the
so
same
it's
date.
Come
the same
to date. This,
and we can go watch Hellboy 2 at the $3 theater.
So Long John Silver, Wiener Schnitzel.
Just the way
you're
a classy girl or boy.
Yeah, that's like a $20
cheap date.
Date.
Yeah,
well, and
date.
I'm wearing a Halloween sweater.
Yeah, we should describe to
Halloween,
the listening audience how you lovely ladies are dressed.
Yeah, that might give them a little insight into.
Well, guess who's dressed to impress in this group? I am.
Oh, and
Boo Boo's got a holiday themed sweater. Halloween themed sweater, and I appreciate that she's bringing it into November and almost into December.
Yeah,
because the witch's broom has a fuzzy like pom pom on it,
and it's definitely like silk patches embroidered onto an orange sweater.
I told her,
hey,
she has
listen,
her name embroidered
on it. I told the
girls
earlier, I feel like I'm going to a slumber party on my stomach.
Oh,
girl, where did you get that sweater? You have to tell us.
Yeah, or does a lady never reveal her secrets?
Her shopping
girls,
secrets.
I got it at Axe Thrift Store in Pasa Dangerous.
All right,
Pasa Dangerous.
And what about contestant number two, Ruby Red?
What are you rocking today, and why does it make you feel special?
Well, I'm just dressed in my nice red sequins today. Oh. My my mini dress, if you will.
Your everyday.
Yeah, you know, it's my everyday attire.
Yeah.
Well, it looks mighty fine on you.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that.
You sparkle.
Took me a long time.
Oh.
You always have.
What?
Hello? Who is it?
Oh, you have
hello? Is someone calling from a walkie-talkie?
Hello, caller.
Did you guys... Did you guys know
we were
here?
Hello?
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 Who is it?
Who is this?
This is Sean Romero.
Hello, Sean.
Sean Romero, how are you?
What am I?
How are
what
you?
What are you, Sean?
Hello.
What area?
Sean, let me guess. You have a 98 degrees tattoo. Am I correct about this?
Oh, no. I'm on the
radio. Really?
Oh, baby.
Of course you're on the radio. You're on the hot box. Welcome, Sean.
So do you, Sean, do you have any questions for our trannies?
Yeah, really a drunken decision. Hold on, let me take the shot.
Oh, it sounds like Sean's somewhere epic.
All right, yeah.
Sean, do you have any questions for our
trannies? Yeah, I have. Love
98
degrees.
Oh, yes. That's great.
And,
Confessions.
Girl, me doesn't love 98 degrees.
Song by them.
I know, boy.
Do you have
you
some lyrics
inked.
Tattooed from them as well?
You got them
inked. All right, let me go outside. I can't fucking hear you.
What are you wearing
you
right now, Sean?
So you have an actual 98 degree tattoo?
Does it say 98 degrees? Because that's what the guy in 98 degrees had. Oh my God, I love 98 degrees.
Listen, me and my other friend,
I want to hear.
Her name's Lucifer. She also may or may not be a tranny. We went to see Guar, and we noticed.
Wait. My dad's basement.
Wait, okay, so you're in your dad's basement with your 98 degrees tattoo. And what sort of shenanigans are you getting in? Butt naked.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Drinking Fireball and Guinness.
And Guinness?
That's the type of people that listen to the hot box.
Make it, don't.
Wow, man.
Who am I talking to right now?
All of us. And we need you to ask our three trannies a question to find out who has the dick.
All right, let's go.
What's your question for the trannies?
All right, let me think really hard. All right, street trannies.
Number one, number
what
two.
What is your favorite
three.
Ricky Martin song?
Oh,
which?
That's a really good question.
All right, contestant number one, what's your favorite Ricky Martin song? Contestant number one.
Favorite Ricky Martin song?
I want to bang on
the drums. Well, duh, everyone knows that one.
I want to bang on the drums all day.
Yeah,
that's a good
totally.
One. That's a good one.
All right.
Next,
okay.
Number two, what's
Crazy
your...
Crazy Town or...
Oh, I got to go with Living La Vida Loca. Go.
Wait. Calm down, caller. We got one more to answer. What's your favorite?
I don't really like any of Ricky Martin's songs. I just think he's a really great revolutionary
really
as a gay man, having two twin boys that he raises on
Where's
his own.
Where's Lauren?
Aww.
Where's Lauren? Answer. Dude, where isn't Lauren? Did you ever think of that when you called the radio station?
What were you saying about Crazy Town? I liked where you were going with the Crazy Town thing.
Yeah, Crazy Town or who?
Crazy Town, come, my lady.
I'm familiar.
Caller, what is your favorite 98 Degrees song? That is my question. What is your favorite 98 Degrees song?
I don't know a single song.
Here.
Liar.
Let me refresh your memory.
What's your favorite diaper brand?
Where are you guys? You guys sound like you're in Africa.
We're with 98 Degrees. Just have a listen.
We're in Skid Row, brother. Where are you?
I'm at the fish lab for down the beach. All right.
Well, clearly, you don't know your 98
Goodbye,
Degrees,
Sean.
But I'm impressed.
Where are you? What are you doing right now, Sean? Is he gone?
I miss you.
Well, Sean, thank you for calling. We got to get back to our game show.
Make it. Don't forget.
Have a great night.
Make it.
98
degrees of awesome.
Oh, my God. They're so hot. We're totally watching the video right now. I wish you guys could see this.
Nostalgia.
My pen is all in a bunch watching that.
We still got to describe what you're wearing tonight.
Okay, I'll start from the bottom.
I'm wearing socks, a wash, chest.
So, dude, do you have a dick collar?
This is not contestant number three.
Are you in the game now?
I never go skate radio.
Me either.
I love you guys. I love you more than ever, Sean.
Sweetie, you give me a call sometime.
Yeah. Dude, you guys are crazy.
Crazy up here in the hot box. Who would have thought this would happen?
But we did warn you. We did warn you at the beginning of the show. So if you were listening at all, you knew that we said that there were just like a flock of us in here.
There's hella
fucking squawking on one day. Our cycles are all gonna align. Like, it's just gnarly in here. How many broads we got?
All right, guys. 4 weeks from now, we all have to return to this spot, and we'll have like a bloody sacrifice.
Yeah, all right. Just fucking
period
lighting our tampons on fire.
For those of you that can wear tampons.
One of us can't menstruate.
No, Jeremy.
Besides Jeremy.
Yeah, Jeremy, we're actually not like Jeremy's like the captain.
I'm not here. That's okay. That's
sweet.
Cool.
But
you're
in a
box, so it's kind of as
you're
if
out of
like
the
he's
hot
our
box,
prisoner.
So you're yeah, like you're we got you in your own box.
Right.
Yeah.
You're talking about a single box.
Yeah.
It's one box. You're in a totally different box.
I'm in the second box.
Yeah. It's still hot.
You're right. So this is the first box?
That's box number
this
one.
This is the hot box.
Jeremy's
he's
in
the
box
hot box
number two.
Okay, I get it.
Where we put the people
number
that
toot.
Yeah.
The toot toot box.
Are you guys smoking weed? I feel bad for you.
I should be.
I know. Maybe we should.
You should be.
There's glass
there's
between us.
There's still
that
a bowl in there. There is a glass. Can we ever get like a little kitty door?
Like a blow door.
That'd be really cool.
A blow door?
Maybe a mother's
just get a glory
hole. That was contestant number.
Is that what she meant by blow door? That's the coolest thing I ever heard about. A glory
like
hole.
You're either going to have a glory hole or a blow door. The choice is up to you. What do you want to play with first?
It's a prettier way to say a glory hole.
Cruising around looking for a blow door.
Professional
just call it a blowy hole.
That's cute.
I think we have our way to find a blow door.
The blowy hole?
The blow door.
The blowy hole. Let's get back to our game. I have a question for the three contestants. Oh, man, I just forgot. Oh, yeah. Each of you trannies, describe to me what it's like sucking a dick. We'll tell who knows.
Well, number three will say, you know, they like some teeth. That's kind of just how it goes sometimes. You tickle the balls and you nibble some scrotum.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Fair enough.
Chewing on the balls. I'm down with chewing on the balls. Balls are like a special surprise.
You get some pubic hair in your teeth and you just use it as some floss.
I don't even know what contestant I am, but have you ever simultaneously shit your pants and choked on a meatball sub at the same time? It's kind of like that.
Oh.
I've definitely done that.
Okay, contestant number two, Ruby, if that really is your name.
Of course it is, sweetie.
Yeah, same question.
Well, I take a lot of pride in the blowjobs I give. I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
But you can't forget the balls, sweetheart.
They're important.
So
they're
important. They really get forgotten a lot.
And,
too.
You know, sometimes when I'm feeling a little crazy, I'll just...
You know,
I'll take my finger and I'll stick it up their butt. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the men like that.
Atta girl.
Yeah.
It's for the extra tips.
I've always thought of the balls as the apples on the tree.
Exactly.
And sometimes you just got to shove an apple up there.
Sometimes you just got to shove an apple up there.
You got to eat all the apples.
Praise it, sister.
Maybe a tennis ball.
And tongue bathe the
scrotum.
You know, but keep it clean, boys.
Say the shaft.
I just want to say.
There's no shaft on a tree.
I just want to say you boys have to keep it clean.
Shaven.
Take baths. Take many baths.
Don't even do it. I like the dingleberries.
Baby wipes. Okay.
All right. Easy question. Anal bleaching, yes or no?
Contestant number one.
No one even knows who that is anymore.
It's Boo Boo Biscuit.
Maybe.
Fair enough.
I'm going to go with a definite yes on that one. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Fair enough.
Who are we kidding here?
All right. So, necessary roughness.
You?
Anal bleaching, yes or no?
No, keep it natural.
Yeah. Natural.
Keep it natural.
Natural.
Either grow it out or pluck it out.
I don't even know what color my butthole is. I've never seen it before.
You never like used gray. A mirror to like.
You've
check it
never
out?
Looked at your. I know that there's a freckle
it's
on
probably
mine.
Neutral gray,
like
five.
Really close to the hole. Because I had to look. Just one day, I was like, "You should know what it looks like back there."
Well, what I want to know is how does it feel to get your butthole bleached?
If it feels like you bleached like, your hair.
I bet it feels like going to the laundromat.
Yeah, like a unicorn.
Well,
like,
what if you poop a little bit during butthole bleaching? Does that mean that it erases all of the fine work that the butthole bleacher has done in the first place?
It's important to get. That's why you get a colonoscopy before you get your bleached.
Wow, you have to do so much work back there.
There's
just to
no
make it lighter.
I'm sorry, no way. Ruby red.
Well, then
no.
You aren't. Laxatives. You don't poop while you're getting your anal bleached.
My well, best what if friend, you got IBS or something?
Well, laxatives. That's the
cut
answer.
Back on the Taco Bell is what I have to say to you.
Enemas, laxatives, then enemas.
Number three says it's always laxatives. Okay. Laxatives are the way to go.
I don't even know they keep what you trim too. Number I am anymore.
They do keep you
Boo-boo's
trim, Cassie.
One, necessary
Boo-boo,
two,
kitty fuck, you're
Ruby
number
red
one.
Three. Boo-boo, oh, you I'm, are oh. Number one.
I'm yeah, always boo-boo. Number one. How could I forget?
Yeah.
Okay, but
who callers? I gotta tell you something. 800, like seriously, you listening, you're there right now. 800-893-9562.
Call
you
us.
Have a question for the tranny. So
call and guess the tranny. Haven't you ever wanted to do
just
that?
Just guess the tranny already.
Yeah, just guess it. I mean, you might already know. You know,
you'll win
I mean,
the date
way.
With a non-tranny. How about that?
You'll win a date with
whatever you choose.
Whatever you choose.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as I can play air hockey while roses. Drinking tequila and maybe a little bit of wiener brew afterward.
Yeah.
Oh, now it's a maybe.
Well, they've taken
total
long
tease.
Enough, haven't they?
That's true. That's very, very true. But I am enjoying the game because I get to know you guys better a little bit.
I feel like I'm getting to know you better.
Well, since we're asking questions.
Yeah, did you have a question of them?
I do. Are you a swallower or a no thank you? I'm going to spit it out and spit it out.
Well, number three, me, says.
Yeah.
You can either do it on my fake tits or on my back.
All right. That'll do you have any tramp stamps or is it just?
Well, they'll just have to guess.
That makes sense.
Yeah. One of something them. To aim for.
All right. Lady never tells. Who has a tramp stamp in here, honestly?
Contestant
though?
Number one, I've got a Framp stamp. It's Peter Frampton's face. Framp
yeah.
stamp.
Yeah.
And my answer to the question is I only swallow if I'm giving a Blumpkin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's well, got to be a compromise. I mean, it's a jungle out there. You got to make sure that everybody is, you know, complying.
It's a special occasion.
Yeah. Every kiss begins with a Blumpkin.
Contestant number two, what do you do?
Squirt.
Well, I like to, you know, I like to hold it in my mouth.
Yeah.
And spit it into their buttholes.
Oh, yeah.
And then they lick it out of their buttholes.
It's kind
of
like a snowball.
Oh. It's like close a reverse a felch.
It's a reverse
you know
felch.
You know what it is?
I've done something
it's
like that
it's
before.
The felch snowball combo.
Yes.
There you go, Mindy.
With a half twist.
Yes. I like to mix it up a bit.
You get Olympic with
I
your
get one of those boba straws.
It takes a lot of practice.
It back in their
I've been doing it a long time.
Wow. A semen enema, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Boba straws.
A little bit, yes.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I felt with boba
you
straws. I want
the boba
I want that on a t-shirt. Or, I don't know, something. Because those straws
they're pretty
are
wide.
They get the job done, well, yeah. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Just some beefy
they
shit.
They help with not hurting the rectum that much.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't even say. Need lube.
I got a question for the trannies. All right. What do you wear when you sleep at night?
Sweetheart, I don't wear anything when I sleep at night.
Oh.
Daddy
are you on silk sheets?
You know it.
Oh, I do, I
can
guess.
Tell by your ensemble today.
Well, I am a lady of classy tastes.
You really are.
Well, before I go to bed, I got to take my cup out.
Your cup out? Do you have a diaphragm?
Is that like
which
the,
cup?
Her B cups. I guess you'll never know. Collars.
Her baby B cups.
Does it hold your period in it?
A, B, and C cups. You'll never know which cup it holds.
My menstrual chalice. It's part of my weird religion.
I like to wear my chastity belt.
You have a chastity belt?
You bet.
That's so 1984.
Does it make you feel safe? Chastity belt and daddy's jersey.
She's vintage. A vintage chastity belt.
Who knows the code? Is my question.
I like getting electrocuted by it.
You have an electrified chastity belt?
She's electrified.
Do you listen to music with when this you're...
Well, I only wear it if it's plugged in.
I feel that. Yeah, I mean, I feel you on
that. I understand. Why use it if you're not going to, like, use it?
Yeah. Well, sometimes, I just like to use it to scare off the kitties.
Are they kittens or children?
They're raccoons.
You call raccoons kitties? You're that kind of boo-boo?
Oh, yeah.
They haunt me.
I think someone is being brave out there. Someone took the challenge to call in.
It's about time.
All right.
Hello, caller. What?
Is it Cassie there?
Is Cassie
there? Is this Jason? I was just Facebook chatting him. I told him to call this number. This is
why are you messaging me? It's like 9 o'clock in the evening. Come on.
I'm sorry, but I thought you had
don't
a little...
Don't get scoldy in the hot box.
Like you were ready to chat, so I thought, I'd reach out to you.
He needs a tranny spanking.
What is this? What do you got going here?
This is a radio show. There's some possible trannies that we have here in the studio.
We're playing Tranny Among Us.
Hi, sweetie.
Stoned out of our gourds.
You're on a stoner radio show.
You're supposed to ask the trannies a question, and then they're going to answer, and you're going to guess which one of them has a wiener.
How many are there?
Three.
How many wieners are there?
One.
Well, yeah, there's only, it's
three
one.
Three dishes,
it's
like, one wiener.
Three enter, one is the only one that exists.
I'd like some help here. I mean, like, okay, so
ask a question.
Just ask a question you'd ask a tranny that you might know if you might be able to help us crack this case.
Yeah, like what? What do you
want to sit on mommy's lap? Want to sit on mommy's lap?
You want to sit on mommy's lap? Christ almighty.
It was contestant number one.
Yeah, Boo Boo Biscuit, she was trying to drop some hints for you.
Do you got a good question that could get to the bottom of this?
Yes, I think I might. No, I actually don't. I have no idea.
Oh, come on, sweetie. Any
question? Just ask.
Anything.
You could just ask any question. Ask about their hopes and dreams.
We want to know.
Oh, hopes and dreams. Yeah. I don't know. Like, do you pee standing up?
Nice.
I guess that's too much of a go away.
That doesn't really have anything to do with hopes and dreams. That's just what I do on a daily basis.
I hope that when I pee, I stand up.
Number three can go either way.
I hope that they pee when I stand up.
No, I use a special cup with like a tube leading from it.
So do you get the like joy of peeing like a man, but you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah.
I can write things with it.
Yeah, I've never gotten to write my name in the snow with my own urine.
Jason,
what is
you
wrong
do
with
cup.
Me?
You could, but you have to get like really good at like squats.
Yeah, like.
Like squat, like squat dancing.
Because
I'd
you
have
guys
to be really
you
drunk.
I'd be in a cornfield.
Yeah, in a cornfield. If we could, like, dude, I would start, like, doing like crazy exercises to where we, like, got good enough at, like, squat dancing or, like, squat lunging to, like, where we could at least put our initials in the snow.
Yeah. Just as good, like, as any
let's
man.
Let's be good at lip maneuverage.
And then we move on to walls.
Yeah, we'll
but
figure
we'll
it out.
We'll start with
Well, we'll
start with
do
snow.
It like the dogs, the lift one leg, right?
And just kind of skip around in a figure eight that makes your name. I'd be down.
Jason, do you have a penis?
Yes, I certainly do have a functioning penis.
What size?
Good question.
Oh, it's you know, it's like a
describe
like a tweezerful.
Can you describe your penis, sir?
A tweezer length or a tweezer full?
Are you saying like if you pinch a tweezer?
It's like a chewed off red vine, you know.
Like how far chewed off?
You know what?
How far chewed off are we talking here? Like
I've
one
got
bite
a question.
Or like
can
halfway?
I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
How good are you at the art of the dick tuck?
The dick suck?
The dick tuck. With a T, the dick tuck.
Tuck is in tucking your pants?
How well can you tuck your pee-pee
Have you ever tucked
your
peen back and made it look like it was a vagina and looked at yourself in the mirror? and thought, I look good.
Marilyn Manson, dope show. Hello.
I'm talking about like James Gunn, Silence of the Lambs.
Fine.
All right. Oh, you know what? That Dick Tuck is one of my favorite cinematic Dick Tucks, and I've seen my share. That one makes me literally be like, Buffalo Bill, the next dance is on me.
Good luck, lotion.
Yeah. Pretty classic.
Basket.
Jason, honestly, though, you seem like the type that would do that pretty often. Do you have a girlfriend?
I would do that pretty often.
I know,
no,
I mean,
good night. I don't believe so. Cassie is the only girl I know that like,
you've done the Dick Tuck for?
That like, wishes
she
what?
She wants one just to play with. You want to have a penis so bad, Cassie? Everyone knows that.
I don't want to have a penis.
She could get one every day of the week, yo.
No, she wants her own. She wants to know what it feels like. Just like play around. She wants to juggle her own balls.
What woman doesn't? That's kind of every woman. We literally.
You're silly. You're so
you don't even
silly.
Know you're
getting silly.
And one of us has a penis.
Hold this man.
No, I don't know. Why do you think that about me, Jason?
Ask anyone in Seattle who's worked with Cassie Miggins, and they know.
Why would you say that? No. Explain why.
She is a delicate flower, and you shall treat her as such.
We all want to have a penis at some point.
We've all wondered what
if I could have one for one day, I'd be putting it on surfaces. I'd be fucking, like,
wristwatch,
slapping it into walls.
It'd be like a day worth of, like, whacking it. Like, all of, like, what they go through in adolescence, like, combined to that one epic penis day. Mary, what do you think your penis would look like if you had one?
I think I would have one of those.
This song is a perfect description of why we all wish we had penises.
This is what my penis would look like. And yeah, basically, this is what we figured.
Six of us in the room and only one of us has a dick. I'm more curious about that.
Yeah. I think here it feels most out of place?
Just guess. Caller, just guess. One,
who do you think?
Or three.
Come on.
Who's got a penis?
Who has the dick?
Let's go with number three. Sure. Three. Go for three.
Really?
Wow.
Now you are a millionaire.
You guessed it right.
You
it was
guessed
necessarily
right.
Carla, you know your trace. And you called and guessed the right one.
For real?
Yeah. You totally hit
$1 million.
I wish
dollars.
That there was
something.
You hit the dick on the
you
tranny, basically.
You win a tranny blowjob and $1 million.
You win new knowledge.
Basically, Cassie is going to give me necessary roughness number three,
some necessary
your
roughness.
Phone number, and you just want a date with number three.
Yeah, so
but only if you can buy her some wiener brew.
Wait, so is he a guy to girl or girl to guy? I don't know what's going on.
You'll never
he's
know.
Whatever you want to be.
Guess you'll never know.
You know what? He's fun to fun.
But we're not saying
dick.
It's post-op, pre-op, in-between-op.
It appears to me that the breasts are fake, but the dick is real, right?
She's the girl that has it all.
Prepare for the best blowjob of your life, sweetheart.
Oh my God. There we go.
And hey, Jason.
Are you single, Jason?
Baby, she's got your number. Don't you worry. I said, hey.
And the next, are you
this
single?
This is going to be a Saw game in the next 30 minutes.
I hope we set you up with a winner.
Jason, is your girlfriend going to be
okay excited?
With this? Getting your dick sucked
super
by
excited?
A tranny?
I got a girlfriend no more,
Cassie.
I'm saving myself for you, baby.
Oh, Jason.
Wait. Yeah. Well, you're going to have to spend a little bit of that yourself on unnecessary roughness because she's
gotta
calling you.
You got to spend a little to save a little.
Spend a little to save a little.
Well,
I
you
like
just
want to
date with a tranny, but maybe someday you and I can see each other again.
How much?
That's very maybe, wishful. Maybe. Lustful.
I know you're having a good life, Cassie. That's great. And maybe you can have that date with a tranny. Since I'm all the way in Washington State, man.
I'll take your date with the tranny.
You just want
to
fly down here.
To me.
That would be cool because you get
this
you
might
get
be a match made in heaven.
And boobs.
Thank you, Jason.
With.
That's so sweet.
God, talk about being a good Samaritan. Just
I know.
Threw you a bone just like that, yeah. Literally.
Well, he won the game.
Threw me a bone, literally.
Yeah.
I get it.
Thank you.
She gets to play with the penis as much as she wants.
I get what a penis?
Situation. You can play with his penis or her penis. I don't remember.
I love penises.
I don't remember
so
when
much.
I picked that.
You're right, Jason.
It's their
number three,
penis.
Number three.
All right. We're going
right,
to play
well,
a song with
we'll
Jason.
Whip out the
you're
cock.
The best. I'm glad that you won this contest. We'll send you a million dollars.
Congratulations, Jason.
We're going to send you $1 million. Your check will come in the mail soon.
Yeah.
All right. God bless everyone. Thank
all
you.
All right. Bye, Jason.
God bless.
Bye, Jason.
My shit. Hermeles testavos por. I don't know. I was trying to
say. That was pretty epic.
Just keep staying.
That was a great, epic moment in Hot Box. Epic.
How do you feel about all this, Nessie?
You're outed now.
You won.
I totally
for
just
having
got outed.
A dick.
Yeah.
Gone out
but you get a sweet date with Cass.
I don't know how I feel about this. I kind of feel extremely uncomfortable now. The room full of women.
I felt the tension coming from you, you know?
My testosterone, that's what it's called. My testes. Dick, I guess.
You have anger inside you and darkness.
We're
talking about
this. Testes.
Yeah.
I think your testicles just skipped a beat.
Yeah, my penis is a flaming.
Yeah, remember?
And who's going to blow some water
on it?
Sounds
like you need some ointment
for
that, sweetie.
Blowing water on it?
You really shared with me that one time.
Kryptonite on it.
Let's find some.
Let's do some blow.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for participating in our epic hot box contest.
It's just one man.
Thank you for having us.
Gentleman.
Yeah, there's just the one.
Cassie's going to rock us some music.
Sweet treat.
And we'll be right back.
Are you a boy? Are you a girl? With your long blonde hair, you look like a girl. Yeah, you look like a girl. You may be a boy. Hey, you look like a girl.
You guys, I was just talking about business people because if basically at the end of the day, I'm a business woman.
And yeah, you are. You keep it real.
I'm trying to keep the business alive.
We all work real jobs. We work hard, ladies.
Yeah, we do.
I ate so many Cheez-Its in that short amount of time that song was playing.
Are they all gone?
No.
Can I have some of your Cheez-Its?
Oh, man, that sounds good.
You can have some, but you can't eat them on the air.
That's true. Can I have,
okay,
play. 2 minutes, and then can I have... I'll have 16 Cheez-Its because I believe that's a serving size.
That's pretty much how much there's left, and you can have it, girl.
Can I just, like, funnel them into my throat? Like,
I love you so much, I'd give you my last Cheez-Its, and that really says a lot.
That touches me to the core. You got me to the quick, Cassie.
I really hope that...
So I did want to say one thing is that this is our 12th motherfucking show.
Wow.
Can you guys believe it's been 12 already?
Is that, like, 3 months?
Yeah, it has to be kind of. I mean, I think we were doing them in August, right? Or September?
September, I think.
Yeah.
It began in September.
But to be honest with you, like, it seems like every time we come in here, it's the first show.
Yeah.
Or not the first show, like,
I'm
in a
so
shit
high,
way.
I don't even remember.
I can you barely
guys.
See
I
your
meet
face.
You every week. I'm like, nice to meet you guys. What's your name?
Yeah. Let's do this.
Yeah, what are you all about? What's your whole deal? But we've been doing it for 12 episodes now. It's kind of, it's like,
A dozen like eggs or donuts.
And we're so grateful for all of you people that have been downloading and listening.
Yeah, I think love you guys. And like people are like starting to like share it and talk about it and stuff. And it makes it cool because it's like we actually just want to like get together and be nutso, and we have an actual like way that we can do it and make everybody else or have everybody else like join us.
Yeah.
And, but they could join us and just be home hanging out.
I know we have the goal. We're trying to get like 420 Facebook friends, right?
Yeah, we want 420
and
just
then
because.
No one else.
Facebook.com/thehotboxshow.
Yeah, please get us to 420
and then
likes.
Stop liking us.
Yeah. And if
there could only be 420.
And if you're the 421st, we will just come over and, you know, thank you personally for being like, I like you that much. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Yeah.
Because we get what that's where you're coming from. And we love that.
We will see you next week on the Hot Box. We got some business people coming in.
We do, actually. It'll be our 13th episode. And we have because we've been getting so faded in here this whole time, I can't remember their name, but some of my good friends are going to be growing, telling us about growing. We got growers.
Real pot growers.
Later on, dude.
Good night, boys and girls. Justy Bieber, I said you're justy too much. Watchy Bieber, I said you watchy too much. Make it, make it, make it, don't make it, make it, make it, make it.